At the Nottawa Crossing Farm in Marshall, they have the usual farm livestock, like chickens and goats, but they also raise a very special breed of horse that's about 5,000 years old.
Thank you.
Anne Crandall grew up with horses. She says her parents had to use some horses for farm work and others for riding. That is, until they found a breed that could do both, called the Norwegian Fjord Horse. Crandall says the idea was to have fewer horses, but it didn't really work out that way.
There's a joke in the fjord world that fjords are like potato chips. You can't have just one.
Now the family owns 7 fjord horses. Fjords are a pure and ancient breed. Their bones have even been found at Viking burial sites. Crandall says there are only about 20 fjord herds in Michigan, and Nottawa Crossing is one of the largest. Last week, Crandall took me through a typical afternoon with the fjords.
And this is Alina, and she is a 17-year-old mare. Her stocky build is part of the breed. In Norway, where they originated, they were used as draft animals, which means they hauled their wagons and the plows to plow their fields and things like that. Well, they had to be quite stocky in order to do that. Plus, in Norway, they don't have a lot of room like we do here. Average farm is 40 acres, which here is considered to be a small farm. It's all on the side of a mountain. Well, they needed a horse that was very sturdy and that was very compact.
This is a rubber curry that we go over. It stimulates the skin, plus brings the dirt out so you can get it out with the brush.
That's Crandall's mom, Bernadine Carnes. She and her husband own the farm.
Definitely in the winter, they get much heavier winter coat.
They are very, very curious. They're friendly. You have to be careful when you're working in their stall or their pen because they'll take your tools, they'll take your gloves, whatever you happen to have there, they'll take because it looks like something fun that they want to play with. You can see by their markings, they have this black stripe that runs down the middle of their mane. It's white on both sides with that black stripe, and the black stripe continues down their back and then goes right into their tail. Well, it's a little bit unusual, as well as on their legs, they have the dark striping, the zebra striping, which are considered to be primitive markings. They stand out quite a bit at the horse show among all the other quarter horses and paint horses and things like that. They're a lot of fun, and we meet a lot of people because of that, because they just tend to draw a lot of attention.
So this is considered a walk. And then the next gate is the trot. And this is really what the fjords are known for. They can trot for miles.
Crandall says because fjord horses are stocky, it takes them a while to get warmed up enough to run. After a ride, Crandall puts Alina back in the barn. Alina is what they call a brown dun.
95% of fjords are going to be the brown dun, which means they've got the body color of this light brown with the black stripe. This is Torden. He is what we call a red dun. He has the same brown body color. The stripe that runs down the middle of his mane is red. This is Nora. She's considered the gray dun. I said there was a white dun. She's a gray. And if you look at her face and just how gray it is here, and her body color, she's a little bit darker.
Crandall and Carnes give the horses their dinner before letting them outside for the night.
After a busy day, it's very relaxing to come to the barn and take care of the horses. And yes, that includes the cleaning of the stalls. I know some people feel like that would be just the worst thing ever. I find it just to be very relaxing and therapeutic and have that opportunity to interact with the horses.
To set up a visit to see the Norwegian Fjord horses, contact Nottawa Crossing Fjords at ncfjords@aol.com.